Let us just declare, my God, how great you are. Exalt him this morning in your own words. Love on your Father, because he is worthy of all the praise of all of creation. We give you the praise and the glory that belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In this house, I want you to take a seat. I want you to take your Bible and your notebook out as we delve into the Word of the Lord for a few minutes. And I want to welcome you wherever you are watching me from. This morning, there's a word for you. And I believe that the Lord has a plan to raise you up as a son and as a daughter. Now, last week, I want to quickly recap. We spoke about the authority that there is for the believer. And that the Lord says that we have to be sanctified. What does that mean? We have to be made holy. He says, I am holy, therefore you be holy. How does this happen? It happens when we allow the Lord into every area of our lives. And then he cleanses us and he renews us. As we meditate on his word, we act upon his word. And what happens then is our minds are being renewed, so that we can understand who we are as the sons and the daughters of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 19 in the Passion Translation says this. Listen to this. Romans 8, 19. It says that the entire universe is standing on tippy toe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. The universe is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God. And today we are delving into the supernatural power that is available for those sons and daughters. So the question this morning is not, how do I gain access to the power of God? But instead it is, what type of a person do I need to become for the Lord to entrust me with his power? And I pray that that will be your heart's desire today. I want you to jot this down. I'm going to give you 5 points of what a person who looks and who walks in the power of God looks like. 5 points. The first one is, it's those who are led by the Spirit of God. Those who are hungry for more of God. You see, intimacy brings the power of God into our lives. Number two, it is earnest and persistent prayers. If you are one who are constantly in prayer and communication with the Father, that is an avenue for him to display his power in and through you. So prayer has to be the lifestyle of the believer. Number three, those who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who will say, I will go out and I will tell this world that the Bible is the truth, and we will display God's love to people to bring them into the kingdom. And in this time, as the world gets darker and more wicked, he endows those who are willing to be witnesses with his power. And you can receive that if you will say, I am not ashamed of the one who saved my soul. You see, for us to walk in that power, we have to have the authority to do so. So authority is a prerequisite of power. Pastor Kevin said it so beautifully last week. It's a prerequisite. And this is all part of the maturation process of us as children of God. And I want to share this quick analogy with you to make it simple. If you are the heir of an inheritance, if someone died and they call you and they say that you are the sole heir of an inheritance, but you are still a minor, that means that you are underaged. That means that you don't yet have the full access and the maturity to have the access to everything that is contained within your inheritance. So it is kept safe for you until you are at a certain age or a certain maturity and you can be a good steward over your inheritance. The same in the kingdom. Now it says that because Jesus lived, he died, he was raised to life, and now everyone who believes in him are co-heirs with Christ, right? But, so everything that belongs to him belongs to us. But there is a maturity that has to happen so that we as the children of God can come to the realization of who we are as the sons and the daughters, as the true heirs, so that we can rule and reign as He has told us to do. And then we see the fullness of that power being made manifest in the children of God. Child of God, I pray that this is stirring up your spirit today, that you will say, I want to manifest and display that power of God on the earth. This earth is needing the children of God to be made manifest. So number four is that maturity brings about the power. In Matthew chapter 10, listen to this, Matthew 10 verses 1. I'm going to read for you from the Message translation. It says this: Jesus called 12 of his followers, and he sent them into the fields, and he gave them power to kick out the evil spirits and to tenderly care for those who were bruised and hurt. Who did Jesus send? It was his inner circle. It was the 12 who were walking with him. It was the 12 who were being transformed by the message that he was preaching. You see, they were beginning to understand who they are in him. They agreed with the mandate that he carried. And then he said, you have been giving the authority and the power to display my supernatural power to trample upon serpents and scorpions. So it's maturity in him that brings about the power. And then number five, the anointing releases power. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verses 13 says this. It says that Samuel took a flask and he anointed David with his brothers standing around watching. What does this make you think of? That the Lord says that I prepare a table for you even in the presence of your enemies. And the Spirit of God entered David like a rush of wind. And God vitally empowered him, listen to this, for the rest of his life. So I want to say to you that the anointing by your spiritual leaders, by the Lord, empowers you for the rest of your life. And then in Acts chapter 10, verses 38, in the New Living Translation, it says that you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And you remember what happened here? It was when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, and when he came up out of the waters, a voice from heaven spoke, and God the Father said, this is my Son, and I am well pleased with him. What happened on that day? Remember, Jesus didn't have a biological father. So in order for the authority to be released, his Father had to say that this is my Son. And you remember that I said in the beginning in Romans 8 that it says that all creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons and daughters. Well, here God displayed who his true Son, the firstborn, is. And all of universe could take note because God spoke it, and everyone around him until that time, it was silent, that some of them understood that Jesus was the Messiah. But here it became known that this is my Son. And then it says he went about and power flowed from him. And Jesus went about doing good, healing the sick and so forth. So the kingdom was made manifest through the anointing on him. And 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 says the following. It says, this is why I remind you. And now I'm speaking to every one of you. This is why I remind you to fan into flames, to stir up the gift of God that was imparted to you when I laid my hands upon you. And I want to remind every person in this place and everybody who is watching that the anointing that you received when hands were laid upon you, I call to remembrance and awakening in your spirit man, that you will understand that you are a son and a daughter of God, and that the Lord has divinely empowered you for the rest of your life. So will you stand up in who you are? Hallelujah. Now, if you have been listening to me and you say, I so want to be a child of God, I so badly want this that you're speaking about, Chantal, but I don't know this Jesus. then I want to give you an opportunity today to turn your back, to make a choice. It says that we have choices to make the quality decision to turn your back on the sinful, wicked lifestyle, the thought patterns that were not right, and to come to the Lord. And if you are in this place, wherever you're watching from, I want you to already close your eyes, prepare your heart, because this is a defining moment in your life that is going to take place today. But there is a second group of people. Those who say that, Chantal, while you were speaking, my spirit leapt inside of me because I knew that I was once there where I could hear God speak clearly, where I had those earnest prayers, where I was a witness for Him. But you see, my heart grew cold. Circumstances happened. I started wondering if God is still for me. I started comparing myself to everyone around me. I don't think I'm good enough for God anymore. But I want to say to you, child of God, that the Father is waiting for you. He has been waiting for this moment that you just say, I surrender, Lord. I surrender it all. So those two groups of people, I want you to close your eyes and lift your hands as a sign of surrender. And pray after me today. And everyone who is filled with the Spirit of God, intercede for this moment right now. I want you to pray after me. Dear Lord, thank you for dying in my place. I deserved to go to hell. But by your grace, I accept you, Jesus, as the only way to the Father. I repent of my sin, and I will turn my back on this world. Fill me today with your Holy Spirit and power. I want to be a witness for you. And I declare that by faith, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen and amen. If you've prayed that prayer, simple prayer, but you see all of heaven was standing by waiting, because you have been transferred right now. You are part of the kingdom of God. You are a family member. You are an heir. And our prayer is that you will mature in this journey, and therefore we want to walk with you. So if you are in this place, I want you to lift your hand the highest ever, because you are not ashamed of this Jesus who just saved you. And I want you to stand up. And if you are watching from anywhere in the world, just go and email us, please. We've got an email address. You're wondering, what must I do now to mature? The email address is whatnow@myfaithtv.com. It's also on the screen for you. And I want to dare you. Be bold. You are going to be empowered as a witness as you go about. And this day, you tell three people, you know what? I accepted the Lord Jesus. Amen.